FM 90.3 WJTL Newsboys God's Not Dead Throwback Thursday coming at you. Yeah, that featured Kevin Max too. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Good morning. This is intern Brooke. Today, sunny and breezy, high 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 39. Friday, overcast, slight chance of rain showers, high 62. Saturday, mix of sun and clouds, warmer, high 81. And Sunday, cloudy, chance of showers, high 73. Right now, it's 30.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Mark A. Griffith, is here. He's the founder of IHN HR. He's also an author and a longtime WJTL listener and supporter. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We love having you here. Let's talk a little bit about your new book, Faith Driven HR. What did you learn from writing this book, and what does it mean to you?
I really learned that collaboration is so, so important. I mean, we know it's important, and it's something that I've already I've always instructed people to do, but I think we really collaborated at a different level on this book. I have a great team. We have a great team. We're a lean organization. Amy Feynman, excellent HR person. She poured into the book. She's helped with the book. She's helped structure the book. Paul Jaspers worked at LCBC Church for so many years. Incredible heart for the Lord. He poured into the book. Chris Chapman, another HR business partner. She's an incredible person from an HR perspective and as a Christ follower. They all poured into the book. But most importantly, we reached out and we had Christian CEOs, college presidents, a variety of people say they want to contribute. They want to look at the book. They want to help with the manuscript. I had a younger person, 25 years old, helping to frame the book out so it's applicable to a younger reader rather than a senior manager. So I think collaboration is really, really important.
And so with that collaboration, the book is still being put together. It comes out in August.
Exactly. So with the collaboration, you have to get so much feedback, which makes it problematic because then you have to adjust the book.
Right.
So it is frustrating for the author. And the authors can be prideful, right? This is important information. But as you release that and you allow people to speak into it, the material actually becomes much better.
Wow. Yeah, that's very interesting. Your first book, tell us about that again.
Oh, very excited to talk about How to Build a Kingdom-Minded Organization today because it's going to be out on Audible. We're literally launching it on Audible. It should be out by
Did you do the voice on it?
I did not do the voice. No. I did not. I thought it would be better if I had somebody else.
Yeah, you would have been great.
Yeah.
I would have loved you doing it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Kelly is going to be our voice. And she's done a lot of our videos. She's the voice for our organization. She does lovely job, an incredible job. So that's out on Audible. But the other aspect is it was released in Spanish several years ago.
Interesting.
How to Build a Kingdom-Minded Organization in Spanish. But what's really incredible about the book is it's downloaded a lot in the UK and in Europe. So How to Build a Kingdom-Minded Organization, a lot of people are reading it in Europe. So my last thing I want to tell you about the book is there's excitement in Europe on this book. I'm working with a college in Romania that can give degrees in Europe. That's really the only Christian college in Europe that can give degrees under the European Union.
Yeah.
They're very interested in the book, and they're very interested in taking the book across Europe. So I'm working with Sebastian on how do we put a plan together this fall to get the book across Europe. So you may be hearing a book tour in Eastern Europe.
How
for
cool
Faith
would that
be? HR. Yes.
I love that. We're talking with Mark A. Griffin. He is the founder of IHN HR, also an author of a brand new book, Faith Driven HR. And you can find out more about it at faithdrivenhr.com. Mark, before you leave, I'm just curious, what was the original inspiration? How did God get that into you, that human resources was a way to share the gospel and share the love of Christ?
It's going to sound crazy to the listeners, but I work for the Gatorade division of Quaker Oats. We acquired the brand Gatorade from the Stokely Van Camps organization. I worked with the most incredible thought leaders in organizational development. They taught me how to develop mission, vision, values, and infuse it into everything that we do from an HR perspective. So if we had the vision to be the number one sports beverage, everybody would get up in the morning to work and, oh, we want to be number one. We want to be number one. God put on my heart, Why don't Christian organizations do that? Why don't they want to be number one? If Christ is your business partner, you're going to win. So put him forward in your organization, and you're going to win every time. And that's literally what happened. God gave me this experience so many years ago that you go through and you go, what am I going to do with this? Yeah. And now it's impacting all these organizations nationally, now internationally, right?
I love that. Mark Griffin making people thirsty for God's word for a long time with IHNHR and his new book, Faith Driven HR. Check it out online, faithdrivenhr.com. Mark, thanks for joining us.
You guys are a blessing.
Loved having you. And back to the Throwback Thursday we go. Here's Britt Nicole, all this time, WJTL. Good morning.